If I have these scars to show for the lessons I've learned, there they are and I have earned them. See, I won't deny.
Hello. This is Ivy Buonaducci. I am the public relations director here at WRUV, and I am giving a breaking update from the encampment going on here in Palestinian solidarity established here at the University of Vermont on April 28th, which was yesterday. For anyone not aware, The Cynic, an independent newspaper here at UVM, has reported at approximately 2:02 p.m. on Sunday, April 28th, UVM students for Justice in Palestine established an encampment on the Andrew Harris Commons, joining universities across the country in demanding the university disclose investments and divest from all companies involved in occupation of Palestine. This was also publicized on the UVM Students for Justice in Palestine, or UVM SJP's, Instagram as well. Additionally published on the organization's Instagram are the demands to the administration as follows. 1. Disclose all financial investments within UVM's $800 million endowment. 2. Divest from all weapons manufacturers, Israeli companies, and companies involved in the occupation of historic Palestine. 3. An academic boycott of Israeli institutions. 4. Cancel Linda Thomas Greenfield as speaker for UVM's 2024 commencement and revoke her planned honorary degree from UVM. 5. Amnesty for all students engaged in protests for Palestinian freedom and a guarantee of no charges for protesters. As for current updates, 3 hours ago on UVM SJP's Instagram, the following update was posted. First, there will be a protest taking place by the encampment at 1 p.m. on the steps of Howe Library. This protest, as stated by SJP, is in response to Linda Thomas Greenfield's place as speaker and honorary at the UVM Class of 2024 commencement ceremony. Additionally, they are stating that daily programming is currently on the way to be announced. 2 hours ago, they have posted to their Instagram a call to UVM faculty and staff to stand with students. Their asks are as follows. For faculty to join the encampment, to organize solidarity actions, amplify their demands, speak out against administrative repression, and defend the right to protest. Again, this list is directly from the UVM SJP's Instagram. Posted 20 minutes ago to the Vermont Coalition for Palestinian Liberation are the current needs of the encampment. They are in need of extension cords, blankets and towels, burlap sacks, binoculars, power banks, tarps, cardboard, general sleeping equipment, wet wipes and sanitary equipment, coffee, bins, notebooks, Sharpies, and thumbtacks. Again, this can be found at @VermontCPL. Starting at 10 a.m., the encampment has been working on creating art such as signs and banners to aid in their protest. When asking what the camp needs directly, an anonymous speaker stated just the need for people to come, which has also been posted to their Instagram. This indirect anonymous quote states, "You don't need to stay for the whole time or even overnight. Just bring people whenever you can." WRUV will be providing updates at our designated news hours of 7:30, 8:30, noon, 5 p.m., 9 p.m., and midnight, and for breaking updates when possible. I would like to note that these updates are up to DJ discretion and can be opted in or out for. This is the first update of the day, so if you're just hearing this now, this is the first update we are having today. Again, I am Ivy Buonaducci, the PR director here at WRUV, providing updates from the field as much as possible. I thank you for tuning in to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington, your better alternative. The time is 10:35, and I will bring you back to our current AWOL, which is until 11 a.m. when we have another DJ coming in here. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Free, 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 free indeed.
wanna come down with me again in your room with the bingo cards fluttering in your room with the window slightly open. When it seems
we are. Thank you.
Thank you.